If the AT is isolating the student from their peers, then something's wrong with the classroom environment. Now, just saying that doesn't mean that it's an easy fix. The classroom environment includes social and cultural and institutional factors, not just the physical arrangement of the room or how noisy it is or the lights or something. And a huge factor in that classroom is the cultural stigma that's attached to disability and the way that AT functions to sort of exacerbate this stigma. You know, alert, alert, here's a kid who's different. I don't think the AT causes the stigma. I think it just makes it worse. So we have to address this, meaning teachers need to plan for this eventuality and figure out ways to minimize it. Of course, universal design promises to be an answer here, but I don't think it always is. Sometimes there's no way around the fact that a particular impairment requires a very specific tool that the peers don't need to use. I'm thinking of students with complex impairments who are using a wheelchair and an AAC device. I think it's our responsibility then as educators, as parents together, to work against the potential for stigma by bringing kids into the conversation about AT, sort of letting them in on the secret of what this thing is and what it does and why it's cool that it really helps their classmate do something that they couldn't otherwise do. This is going to always be challenging. And it's because it's a problem that has to be addressed at a much broader cultural level. We're just looking at the classroom level of this issue, but it's within the context of our society as a whole.